Thank you very much. Okay. So again, I would like to thank all of you to come and participate in this program today. And of course, this is the whole duration of the program was 2 hours almost, but because of limitation of time, we have been compacting it in 1 hour. We'll try to cover it. It will be a little faster. We have to move, so you have to bear some inconveniences if I go a little faster. So the topic today is art of self-management. It's a very important topic. The self-management, the managing our self. There are two kind of management. Basically, when we talk about management, we talk about 5 M: man, machine, money, like that, material, maybe many things, and everything is external. Called public victory. It's called public victory. We want to manage everyone else, but then in the process, we forget to manage ourselves. And if we are not able to manage ourselves, then without that victory over our own self, we try to manage others, which is very, very difficult. And the result is, we land up in frustration, anxiety, depression, and many, many other problems related with mind. So, in the brief introduction about today's seminar, before we go for the public victory or the conquering the things or managing the things around us, first of all, we have to learn to manage our own self. And it's called private victory. We have to win our mind, we have to regulate ourselves, manage ourselves, and then we can manage very successfully others. Because people doesn't see only what you know or what you speak, but they see how you act, how you behave, how you manage yourself, and that people generally see. So basically, we can proceed with the presentation. Today is all about managing ourselves. There may be very, very difficult circumstances, like when you manage other things like material or time or your you can say mind around us. So in that, that there is difficulty that you may not be able to match with them. Why? Because sometimes they are not completely under your control, and then we may have to learn in frustration. So the self-management is very, very significant here in our life, particularly students' life, because we have to learn to control, in the controlling ourselves, controlling our life, which will help you to prioritize your life, your options in your life. So that is managing ourselves. Because when you are going to prioritize something, then you have to control it. You cannot start everything together. Just like will come in the coming slides, how we are going to do it about it. So the first of all, we will see the modern scenario around the world. What is the situation? The government in countries like America, they wonder why it is necessary to have armed guards to keep order in schools. You all know? I think in IIT there is not much armed guards are required. Sometimes it may, but usually it is not. But then in America, like you can say advanced countries like America, India is not as advanced as America. This is the situation there. That they have to keep armed guards in the schools. Now you'll be amazed, wondering why armed guards in schools? Not only armed guards. It says that Indian schools today in America, they are supplied with surveillance and intruder devices. CCTV, closed circuit TV, television, watch dogs, voice control tools, walkie-talkie, panic buttons, and even weapon screening devices. Just imagine, you go in the classroom and you have all these facilities. So you may wonder whether I am going in classroom or some airport. So much security arrangement to go in the classroom. Just imagine what is the situation there. And this is a fact happening in America. So this is the modern scenario. That's why we are taking this topic for the students. Why we have to learn to manage ourselves. If we fail to manage ourselves, then we can create so much problem for our own self as well as the people around us. So therefore, we can see there is has been a study in America that next slide. This study was conducted by the California Department of Education, and in that study they have found the typical school problems in 1940s. The typical school problems in 1940s were like they would be taking chewing gums, talking in the class, which you can see today in India also. But that was case in 1940s around in America. Making noise, running in the hall. So these were minor problems, so not much on the very large scale. You can categorize it in the childishness, naughtiness of the child, isn't it? But the same study was conducted in 1980s in the same school, and the problems were different, not the same. What were the problems? Drug abuse, alcohol, pregnancy, suicide, rape. So these were the problems in this course. As well in 1982, now in 2011. So it is increasing. Now in India also we are seeing few such cases in the few of the schools. Few cases we can see. Means that now we are on the same way, on the same path we are progressing. So it's not far away when we also come to that level. We are not very far away. Because if you don't check our progress in this direction, then we are going to land up in the same situation. So where is the problem? So this drastic change from naughty childishness to corruption and criminality. How is this happened within the last 50 years, how it could happen? So because of lack of self-management, lack of self-control, ignorance of the self. So therefore, it's very important. And now you will be seeing that, okay, but how does it relate with ourself? Like we are studying, anyway we can do all these things at the same time, we can do get good grades in our schools, get good jobs. What is the problem? But it's not like that. It is related. How it is related? It says that the moral degradation inevitably leads to the academic degeneration. It is related. If morally people become degraded, then it affects the academic performance. Because it is related with our mind. And therefore, the statistic says that 30% the Americans in the school, they fail to graduate. And those who graduate, 80% of them, they are like they even can't write a coherent paragraph describing their job performance, job preference, sorry, 80%. You see, academic degeneration, it is real. Like, how many of you are from the first year here? Please raise your hands. Yeah, so many of you. Yeah, so you are entering to the IIT Delhi, isn't it, today? And I hope that most of you are not having all these problems, like no drug abuse, alcohol, pregnancy, suicide, rape, robbery, assault, or not indulging all these, you know, scandals. Most of you, isn't it? But then, the point is that if you don't control it, because now, basically when we get something, we fly in the air. We don't care. Now we have achieved a great success in our life. When I was also studying here, so I found that, oh, now we are carefree. Let us become carefree. No more tension, no control on ourselves. Enough control. You have so much study to, you know, get into IITs. Now free. No more control. And we lose control and then we lose the track also. Many cases we have been seeing, like few years back in IIT also, I don't know exact reason, but there have been the students who committed suicide also, some of the IITs. Maybe other reason, but the point is that what makes one act, perform such acts? After getting such a success, what makes one do like that? Not here, like many such cases. So the point is that just getting, becoming a good intellectual is not sufficient. We have to go beyond that. We have to have this, but at the same time we have to go beyond that to make our life completely meaningful and successful. And that needs not only intelligence quotient, but we must have emotional quotient and spiritual quotient. So those two aspects we cannot neglect in our life. And therefore, basically the spiritual quotient. So we will be discussing most part of our presentation today on the spiritual quotient and emotional quotient. So the point is that here we can learn that there is a need, great need to change ourselves. So that we have come here to study, still we should not depend on, we should not deviate from our real track, real purpose of our life. Next. Modern advanced society, yes, yes. Some hidden facts. You can see always on rise. What are the things which are always on rise? Yes. It's not coming? Okay. But I cannot see. Okay, so suicide. There is also same. Suicide, rape, violence, wars, mental depression. You know, in America, there are 33% Americans are visiting psychiatrists. You're wondering, this is huge statistics. 1/3 of the population, 10 crore. Sometimes psychiatrists commit suicide. Problems are so complicated that they become complicated. So why is like this? What is the problem? We are advancing in the proper direction, but if that is the case, then why these problems are increasing? Next. Violence, yes. Public unrest, wars, terrorism, yes. So all these things are steadily increasing every year. Why? Next. The Time magazine poll says, what it says? The main problems facing the society today. First, second, anybody can guess? Back. Now you are doing. Lack of morality, yes. Crime, back. Why crime is so much increasing in the society? And why morality, if we are advancing? It says that in America, the two industries are flourishing very fast. Can anybody guess? It's not software industry. That is key for you. First is, number one is lawyer industry. And number two is psychiatrist. It's a fact. So why? Why it is like that? Yes, America is the number one nation in the science and technological advancement. Isn't it? Then why so much problems there? What India is will be after 50 years, America is there today. It's just a rough estimate, like that. So the point is that in spite of so much advancement, why we are facing these problems? We are not against advancement. We are trying that then we are missing something which must be required, needed with our advancement in science and technology. And that is spirituality, that is self-management. Yes. US prison population, yes, much faster advancement. You can see almost 3 lakhs to 15 lakhs from 1980 to 2000, within 20 years. It's almost 4 times, 5 times increase in US prison population. Next, gun sales in America. In 1997, it was almost 80,000, sorry, 8 lakhs. And now it is almost 55 lakhs. So in 2001, within 4 years, from 8 lakhs to 55 lakhs. Why gun is required? For self-protection or to destroy others' protection, isn't it? Two reasons. But both are bad, isn't it, somehow or other, for the society. Next. The murders, yes. 124% rise in murder cases. Next. Average number of reported rape cases in South Africa in the year, 33,000. It's a huge. Next. Before finishing school, very important statistics. An average child watches 8,000 murders and 1 lakh acts of violence. What will be the consciousness? Number of drug users in the European Union, 7.4 million. Million is a huge number. 74 lakhs. Question is why? Why we need to have help of drugs to be happy in our life? And what kind of happiness we derive from such addictions? That is the question. We are advancing and we are taking help of drugs to be happy. Then what is the advancement? So advancement is there, but then we are missing something. Somewhere we are missing something in our life. Because of that, we are not able to take full advantage of our advancement. Number of serious drug addicts, that is not serious, but the 7.4 million, but serious, how much? 1.8 million. They are serious people. Next. Number of divorces, yeah. Now India is also gradually approaching. US 70, Canada 50, and Denmark 50. Right. Now, you know, divorce is not an easy thing. You may hear the divorce, very easy word to say, but it's not so easy. Why? Because it is painful for the husband, wife, both. And at the same time, it is painful, or most painful for the child. Yes, child. In America, 80% youth, they doesn't know who is their father. The 70% marriages breaks within 3 years. These are statistics. See, if 70% marriage breaks within 3 years, then 80% is not a surprise, isn't it? They say in Greenwich Book of World Record, there was one record holder, one lady. She married 17 times. But that is not the only record. The 15th husband was the second husband. The 15th husband was the second husband. So this is the record, world record. Now this is the situation. What we are trying to propose that because of this, the mental problems are increasing. So the 10 crore people are visiting psychiatrists, it's not a surprise. If all these problems are there, and how one can remain peaceful and happy? They, one may be expert in managing the resources, money, material, man around us, money, many things, but then we are not able to manage our own self. Therefore, we need self-management. Next. Number of suicide in Japan. Next. Go on fast. Okay. Yeah. Number of attempted suicide in US in a year. 650,000. Next. So are we really advancing in the right direction? This is the question you must ask to ourselves. We must have to, because we have our ideal US made. But try to understand that when we bring in the technology from US, like internet, when we bring internet, then with that comes virus, isn't it? Viruses comes now. Sometimes that those viruses will corrupt the computer. Your computer will be finished. So therefore you must have antivirus, isn't it? So that we can check these viruses. We should not allow everything to come in. We should allow the internet, but we should not allow the virus which is coming through that. So similarly, we are importing the technology, but at the same time, we should not import the bad influence, the viruses which is coming through this technology to India. And therefore, we must have antivirus within our system, within our mind. We have to put antivirus. Otherwise, it's very difficult. Because internet is such a source today, where just you put www dot and many viruses will enter into not only your computer, but in your mind also. You agree? Many viruses. If it enters into only the computer, then you can, you know, solve that. But if it enters into the mind, it's very difficult. People act like a mad person, crazy. One becomes crazy, frustrated. So therefore, we have to understand that we have to advance. There is no problem in advancing, but in right direction. So how to do that? Next. Next. Srila Prabhupada explains, what he explains? That suppose you pack in a room many dogs. Can you expect peace in the room? No. Because they will be fighting, they will be barking on each other. What to speak of in a room? Just one dog sees other dogs coming from other area to my area. No, dog has a peculiar mentality. You know what is their mentality? Dog, they themselves decide that this area belongs to me. Nobody tells. Nobody, you know, gives right to the dogs. But they decide their own. This is my area. And any other dogs comes in that area, they start barking. Why are you coming in my area? So dogs are packed in one room. How we can expect peace? So why? Because the dog's mind are not controlled. Animals are not controlled. So therefore, because the people, they have not improved their mental energy, they have not controlled, developed control on their mind, therefore all these problems. Whatever problems we have discussed earlier, in few slides back, all the problems are not related with body. So all problems are related with the mind. And therefore, we have to go to the root cause of the problems. You may keep a lot of police force to control crime, but then that is not sufficient, because that is not the root cause. So what is the root cause? Root cause is in the mind. At a certain level it acts. Next. So Srila Prabhupada says again, he is the founder acharya of International Society for Krishna Consciousness, ISKCON. He says, anybody can read? From front, you can read? Can read this?
A vulture rides very high in the sky, 7 or 8 miles, and it is wonderful to see him fly in this way. He also has powerful eyes, for he can spot a carcass from a great distance. Yet what is the object of all these great qualifications? A dead body, a rotting carcass. This perfection is just to discover a dead piece of meat and eat it. That's all. Similarly, we may have a very high education, but what is our objective? Sense enjoyment, the enjoyment of this material body. We may rise very high with our spaceships, but what is the purpose? Sense gratification, that's all. This means that all the striving and all this high education are merely on the animal plane.
Yes. So this is an example of the vulture. Vulture has the quality to rise very high in the sky, but then from there he sees it carcass, and he can see also. Seeing ability is very high in vulture. But what is the purpose? He has very high qualification, but how he is using that? Simply to jump on a carcass and eat it, that's all. Similarly, he may be having high qualification, but unless you don't expand our vision, then we may be using this high education simply for the mundane purposes. And therefore, we can see the results in so many problems. Even the great people face these problems. So that we have to expand our vision. And how to do that? Next. So use is a time for the mind, body and spirit to be nurtured and developed through discipline. Like in our Vedic tradition, the students will be not called students, their name was disciple. Disciple, isn't it? Shishya. Disciple. What is this word comes from where? Disciple. From discipline. Discipline, yes. So it says that the student life is the life of discipline. Because the first few years of our life, we don't discipline ourselves, and whole life will never become disciplined. And discipline is what? Sometimes we say, discipline will make us unhappy, or we cannot enjoy the life. No, it's not like that. Discipline will make you enjoy life in a much better way. Much better way. Like suppose, you eat a lot of gulab jamun, isn't it? You can eat for 1 year gulab jamun, lot of gulab jamun, and then after 1 year you find that you have diabetes. So that free eating of gulab jamun is good or bad? Bad. But suppose you eat one gulab jamun every day, that may not cause diabetes. You can eat gulab jamun the whole life, which is better? Eat within 1 year and suffer from diabetes, or eat whole life? Whole life, isn't it? So regulation is always good. Discipline is always good. Therefore, your name of department is called civil engineering discipline. Discipline, isn't it? So discipline is required in our human life. In animal life, there is no discipline. But wherever there is a human being, it is expected that humans must act in a disciplined way. So therefore, unfortunately, today's school teach nothing of self-control. No courses are offered in ethics, philosophy or religion. Yes. This is a fact. Hardly any course. Now because the problems are increasing, in some places they have introduced some departments. Is there any department here? I'll tell you. Yeah. So like that. Some departments. So they have started. But then, in most places it is not there. It has been neglected. The control is neglected. Yes, next. So how we can expect peace and happiness with such people who are not controlled like animals? How we can expect? Any moment such people can act. It's just like misguided people, we can say. It's like guided missiles, we are making guided missiles, but misguided men. Guided missiles, misguided men. So we have to focus on our own self. Like says that today modern students, modern youth, they feel that we have to become carefree. We don't care. We don't care the guidance, we don't need the guidance and blessings of the superiors. And generally they consider superiors to be good for nothing but the parasites in the society. They think we don't need guidance, we know everything, how to live our life, nobody should control our life. So this misguided youth. Completely they act independently without knowing what will be the future if they act like that. Then a careful sinful life. People, they indulge in sinful life. What is sinful life? Sinful life is they indulge in smoking, drinking, taking drugs, watching movies, dragging, playing cards, eating beef, indulging in illicit sex. And by doing this, they pollute their bodies and minds. Both. So bad habits, like last time I told the topic, power of habits. So bad habits, it degrades us in many ways that we discussed there. So this is called what we are developing in our society today, or the young youth. So there are many ways how, and the modern education system is not able to control. Why it is like that? Because we are not able to, we are giving so much information, cramming information in the brain, but no transformation in the heart. That is the reason. Information, so much information, so much information, but no transformation in the heart. That is the problem. So both should go parallelly. Information, feeling, at the same time transformation in the heart. Otherwise, we'll become just like computers and robots after some time. Computers and devote, at least they are good that they don't, you know, feel frustrated. They don't feel depression, mental depression. But then we are not like that. We are not computers and robot. We operate ourselves like computers and robot. So therefore we must need the self-control. Next. Although there is less stress on this topic in the modern education system, on the self-control, but then it is very much needed in our life. Like practical examples of self-control from everyday life. How self-control? Where are the various points where we need to show self-control? Like in your college, mess, for a special dinner, everyone is served only one gulab jam per head. And you want a second one. Then what do? How you have to show your self-control? Second example is, so you have just met your old school friend while reading in your college library. And you are meeting him after 5 years. But there is a bold silence on the table. Then what would you do? Whether you shout, oh, or not. That is called self-control. This is self-control, examples of self-control. Most of the people will shout if they don't have self-control. They don't have they are not sensitive about other needs. Then they will do that. Teacher announces, today's last period is free, but all of you can complete your homework and then you go home. As soon as he leaves, how do you think students react? Next. You have packed your bag for a picnic during vacation with your intimate friends, and you come to know that your mother has high fever and there is no one else at home to take care of her, and you have to stay back. How would you take it? That is self-control. You can control, no problem. I can go next time. But it's very difficult. And then you are sitting in the window seat of a train and semi-clad young girl comes and sits next to you, talking and joking with her friends, or conversely, if you are, just suppose it, and keep looking for what just is opposite to you, what would be your response? So that is self-control. There your self-control is tested. How self-control you are. Get it? So these are some cases where we have to show self-control. There are numerous such cases, numerous places. Numerous provocative circumstances where you have to choose in right and wrong, wise and good and bad, profit and loss, and what you do that time. There are many examples. There is suppose you have your favorite cricket match is going on between two teams and you have a jam tomorrow. Now what will you do? Most people will go for cricket. You will see later exam. But what is the priority? Priority is exam. But many times we forget the priority. Why? Because we don't have that strong willpower. Next. So to run restraint in all these situations is called self-control. If you can control, restrain yourself from provocative circumstances, then it is called self-control. And most of the people today, they fail to do that. That's why there is so much problem in this society, whatever we have discussed, because of the lack of self-control. Like just think, why so much divorce? If the parents, they think just one moment about the child, they know what is going to happen to the child, then they will never. But because even they know, they are not self-controlled, they do the wrong thing. So this is called lack of self-control. Yes. So there are many fields in our day-to-day life also where people practice self-control for the many benefits. Like you also, like you know, how many, most of you before coming IIT, you have been studying very hard, isn't it? Sometimes you have to sacrifice cricket matches. Matches are going on, but your JE exam is there. So you not go and watch cricket matches, isn't it? You prepare for the exam. So there is restraint, but that restraint is for the higher purpose. So there are many instances we put restraint, but then when we get little opportunity to become free, immediately we become so much free and we forget our priorities. Next. So without self-restraint, none of them can attain peace and happiness. Like singer, if he doesn't avoid ice cream, he cannot attain peace and happiness. A man with typhoid avoids porridge and dry foods, oil food stuffs to get there. Oil food stuffs, yes. If suppose he says, no, I like pakoda very much. Isn't it? No problem, I have this problem, you know, but still I eat it. If he doesn't have self-control, he will do that. Isn't it? And that is self-control is important. The William Penn, he was once asked, you are advising a drunkard, how to give drinking. So he said, it's very, very easy. It's just easy like an opening the hand. He said, how? He said, it's very easy. When you get bottle in your hand, just open your hand. And you can give up easily drinking. You understood? Suppose you have bottle in your hand and you open it, what will happen? Bottle will fall on the ground, it will break. So whenever a drunkard gets bottle in his hand, just he opens his hand and it will fall on him. He can give up the drinking. So it's so easy like this, isn't it? But is it so easy? No. Because just opening hands requires so much willpower. For us now, okay, I have very easy power, there is no willpower. No, but a drunkard, opening your hands requires a lot of willpower, particularly when there is bottle in the hand. Yes. So the willpower. Next. The self-restraint develops willpower is, when we control ourselves, then we develop our willpower. And what will happen with willpower? With a strong willpower, we can do anything what we want to do. If you just develop your willpower, your whole mental energy, you can concentrate at one place. Just like you have seen concave mirror. Concave mirror, you put reflect the light, sunlight, and convert that one piece of paper. It will burn a piece of paper. Isn't it? The concentrated light. So similarly, we have to concentrate our concentration, develop concentration. Next. We can escape these things. So the self-control, we are discussing about the self-control, that. So how to develop the self-control? So the solution is the controlled mind. So how to do that? Before trying to control our mind, we have to understand a very important question. Most fundamental question. It will not appear here because projector is not able to do that. The most fundamental question you have to understand is who we are, who am I, you ask to yourself. And what will be your answer? Anybody can answer who you are? Anybody can answer? Nobody. Identity crisis. Who you are? Anybody? Human being. You are human being. Okay. Yes, that is one of the answers. Somebody says, I am American, I am Indian. You say, I am human being. At the same time, you can say, I am Indian. What is your name? Tamil. Man. I am man. Okay. So the many identities. Next. So most of the people, they think that I am this body. We are nothing different from this body. We are this body. But are we the body? Am I this body? Like, I would like to give this demonstration. If some of you can come, I wanted to ask some questions. Just depict this point. You can face the audience. Please don't mind. What is your name?
Ankur.
Yes, Ankur. Please tell me, where is your hand? I can show to the audience. This is my hand. Where is your hair? Nice hair style. Where is your chest? Where is your legs? Where is your mouth? Where is your body? This is your body. Eh? Where are you? Yeah, thank you. Sit down. So when I say this is my body, isn't it? Suppose I say this is my pain. What does it mean? I am different from this pain, isn't it? So in the moment I say this is my body, means I am different from this body. That is the point you have to understand. So who we are? If we are different from this body, means that this is my pain, means I am the owner of the pain. This pain belongs to me. We actually, who we are the owner of this body, we are not this body. And that's what Bhagavad Gita says. Antavanta ime deha nityasya pitta sarirena anasino apramedasya. So antavanta, this body is antavanta, destructible, but there is the soul within this body is the permanent. And that soul we are actually. We are not this body. Very easy to understand this demonstration. So we are this soul, we are not this body. Next, another way to see. Like in the early 20th century, scientist analyzed the constituents of the body and found that there is calcium, iron, phosphorus, water content, and some other substances. And if you say all these things in the, if you can sell all these ingredients, then how much cost we get? Sell all these elements from our body. You know how much cost will be? Anybody can guess? Somebody knowing. You say? 210, yes, next. So are we just a bag of rupees 210 worth chemicals? No. Nobody will agree. So what is that precious thing which the scientist bothered to measure? That is the soul. That is the soul. You are not the car, you are the driver of the car. Yes. If this car, if driver, you remove the driver from the car, car cannot move even 1 inch, isn't it? Although it has, you know, all the headlights, everything, petrol, fuel, everything is there, but it cannot move 1 inch. Similarly, if the soul leaves the body, then the body, same body, everything is there. Brain, heart, all the various parts of the body are still there. But then, that car of the body cannot move even 1 inch. Why? Because the driver, the force which was driving, the driving force is not there. So therefore, who is that driving force? That is the soul. Bhagavad Gita says like that. Next. So this sloka says, Vasan sijirnani yatha vihaya navani grinati naro parani tatha sarirani vihaya jirnani anyani sajati navani. As we change the dress, suppose your dress becomes old, isn't it? What do you do? You change the dress, isn't it? Torn cloth, you change and wear new cloth. Similarly, the Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita 2.22 that the soul, when the body grows old and it becomes useless, it cannot use it further, then it changes the cloth of this body and wears another cloth. That is called process of reincarnation. Next. Then God's energies. So now let us understand what is there in our body. If we are not this body, then who we are? And that is called self-awareness. Before self-management, we have to develop self-awareness. Knowing about ourselves, who we are actually, what is there within us. So the it says, Bhagavad Gita says that there are three types of bodies within us. We are not having only one body, we have three bodies. Can anybody say what are the three bodies? Anybody? The first is the gross body that we can see. And the second is subtle body. And the subtle body is made of mind, intelligence and ego. There are three elements. And then there is a spiritual body, which is soul. The modern science knows something about the gross body and very little about the subtle body. Like one department is there that is called psychology, dealing with the activity of mind. Is there any department for intelligence to be studied about moment of intelligence? No. False ego? No. The soul, no department. So therefore, we are on the gross and subtle. But there are much subtler elements which we don't know. We cannot see. Like, so the person asks, oh, where is soul? The soul is soul. And suppose I ask, oh, I say, no, I cannot show you soul, but it is there. You don't know, then I will not accept. Then I ask the person, where is mind in your body? You have mind? Yes, I have mind. Show me your mind. I cannot show. So you don't have mind, you are fool. No, Everything will not be shown. Try to understand. How many of scientists have seen electron? Anybody has seen electron? No. But whole electronics and communication, electrical department is based on electron only. They have not seen the electron. You have not seen. Then how you identify that electron is there? Because of its effect, isn't it? Effect. So it strikes on the plate, the light comes, and then it found that this is like when Thomson was doing the experiment. The electron strikes on the plate, then the light is coming. So therefore he concluded that this is electron, there is electron. So similarly, by effect we can understand the soul also. By effect, soul is there. There is no need to show everything, but by its effect we can find it. So this is next. So there are three bodies. Now the controlling of the mind is very, this chart is very important to understand if you want to develop self-control. Because this is related with techniques of self-control, how to develop self-control to avoid many problems in our life, to do private victory. As I told you earlier, to do public victory first, we have to do private victory, victory over yourself. So this slide is very much related with how to do that. It says, the senses, the eyes, nose, tongue, ears and skin, these are called five knowledge acquiring senses. So it experiences something, like suppose tongue. So tongue, you explain about gulab jamun. Suppose I explain gulab jamun is round, it has sugar, it has flour, it has, you know, very nice sweet taste. You know, okay, I have understood. But then, suppose a person who has not tasted gulab jamun, will he feel how sweet it is? Although you explain him, he will not believe. But when he tastes it, what happens? The taste of gulab jamun registers in the mind. So through the senses, like tongue, the taste, the experience is stored in the mind. So mind is nothing but the storehouse. Storehouse of thoughts, unfulfilled desires, and previous experience. So mind is nothing but this. It is a storehouse, like a storage, data storage. You have central processing unit. So mind is also like that. And whenever you, again gulab jamun comes in front of you, oh, so it immediately gives. You remember? Last time you had gulab jamun, it was sweet. So let us go for it. And then you go again. Yes, happily. Automatically senses like legs will move. Mind says, last time you remember, it was very nice, let us go. And automatically legs will start moving, senses will start moving, tongue will start moving, mouth will start watering. See, automatic, just mind thinks, and thus see all the symptoms appears in our body. So how mind is powerful, just see. And then suddenly you have a lot of gulab jamun. And then suddenly you face some problem. Diabetes. And then he went to doctor and he said, doctor said, no, no more gulab jamun. No. You come again and gulab jamun comes in front of you. Mind says again, mind will not stop. So that is the function of mind. Mind will say, last time. Just once more. Okay, no problem. But then, some other force from within will oppose it. You have faced this, you have experience. Based on this knowledge that eating gulab jamun will cause problem for my existence, immediately some force pushes, no, you should not. And that is intelligence. That is intelligence. Intelligence has the power to distinguish. Intelligence has three powers. One is the ability to store the dark, ability to matching ability, like logic and the group matching and all these things comes. The data processing ability. The second ability of intelligence, power of distinction. That is the second function of intelligence. Power of distinction. The first is power of information, second is power of distinction, and third is power of determination. Determination, yes. So the power of distinction means what is good and what is bad. Like in this case, eating gulab jamun was good earlier, but now it is bad. And that intelligence will set in mind. Now if intelligence is strong, then it can control the mind. So the willpower, the determination is the function of intelligence. It is not the function of mind. And we have to strengthen our intelligence, that is the decision maker. Whether I should go for this or not, whether I should go for cricket match or not, because tomorrow is exam. That will be decided by intelligence. If intelligence is convinced that no, it is bad, and it can convey the same conviction to the mind, then mind will stop, otherwise it will go for it. So we have to strengthen our intelligence, that is the person, fellow, which is needs to be strengthened. And if it is strong, then it is easily we can develop self-control. And if you can do that, then all the problems, depression, frustration, or whatever, many things, anxiety, fear, whatever you say, nothing will exist in our life. Because everything will go according to the plan, schedule, everything. So how to strengthen the intelligence? And this is the crux of mind control or self-management. So how to do that? Strengthen the intelligence. Next thing. It's just like the analogy, five senses are controlled by the rope. Rope is compared to the mind. So next, mind, and then rope is controlled by the charioteer, the driver. Next, intelligence. And the chariot is the body. This body, gross body, the chariot, and the soul is the passenger. So suppose these five horses, they are going running in different directions. What will happen? The chariot will not move smoothly, and then the soul passenger will not be happy. That's what is happening in our life. The many senses are pulling in many directions. Tongue is telling, let us go on this Sunday to that restaurant, 60 kilometers far restaurant. The eyes, no, no, let us go for the movies. Then ears are saying, no, no, let us go for the rock soap. Then tongue, then the other senses, skin says, no, let us go for the nightclub. A nice dance. When you see sex. So the all senses are pulling, and the soul is unable to decide where to go. This is the direction to go. Because if intelligence is not strong, the driver is not strong, then it is very difficult to control. So that is the intelligence. Yes? So nature of the mind, if it is controlled, it is your best friend, but if it is not controlled, it will be your worst enemy. So we have to control the mind. Same mind, if it is controlled, we'll see in the drama also. Next. We are running out of time, so we'll go a little faster. Next. Next. Just like knife. Suppose the knife is in the hands of a surgeon, it can save life. But if the same knife it is in the hands of criminal, it can kill the life. The mind is good or bad according to our how we use it, how we control it and use it in the proper direction. And that is the art we have to develop. So that is possible by strengthening the, how to develop that, how to do that? By strengthening the intelligence. By controlling the intelligence, strengthening it, making it strong, we can do that. An uncontrolled mind, what it can do to us? Lack of confidence, loss of trust, madness, dangerous diseases, wicked determination, depression, stress, hypertension, damage to family and society. Isn't it? All these things happen because of uncontrolled mind. That is the result. Next. Result of action with uncontrolled mind, yes, next we have discussed this. Now, techniques for mind control. There are five steps. Now, this is very important to implement in our life. The first step is, do not allow the senses to wander or stay in any direction they want. Senses will like to go in the wrong places, but then we have to control it. Okay? It's not easy. It's not easy. How to do that? For that we have to develop power of determination. And that we discuss how to do that. Power of determination. But something, this we can do, by strengthening our intelligence. If we have to be convinced that this is wrong, like suppose a whale is there in front of you, and there is nice, you know, colorful flower in the whale. Now, you jump in the whale? No, why? Because intelligence is convinced that if you jump, then you lose your life. If you know, you are convinced that this is not good, then you will not do it. Doesn't matter how much I like it, I will not do it. And if something is good, doesn't matter how much I dislike it, I will do it. That is called determination. And that is possible. So first step is to develop the power of distinction. Know what is good and what is bad. And where will you know that? Not in your physics book. Physics book will not tell you what is good and what is bad. It will tell you how electron moves around the orbit. But then how it is related in my life, how should I move, that it will not tell you. So therefore, we have to study the wisdom literatures, which tells in detail about our life. Who we are and what is the purpose of our life, what will do good and what will do bad to our mind. And that is Bhagavad Gita and many other scriptures are there, wisdom literatures that we must read in our life. With our academics, we must improve these things in our life, spirituality, to develop a spiritual quotient. Next. So we draw them from the wrong engagements. So first of all, we have to understand what is wrong engagements and what is right engagements. And that is the function of intelligence. Next. Engage the senses and the mind in the topics of God. Yes. Good topics. Whenever you find free time, mind cannot be free. You may be free, but mind is already active. So if you don't engage in the good topics, then you will go towards bad topics. Bad thought. Mind is just like, you know, the child. It has to act, but how you want it to act. So engage in positive, give it positive engagements. That is very important. Next. And then understand the meaning of life by reading thought-provoking books like Bhagavad Gita. That is third step. Fourth, associate with the devotees or good people. For example, translated sadhus. Now, sadhu, when we say sadhu, and sometimes you have to know sadhu means something within beyond. No, it's not like that. Anybody who wants to develop good character and good qualities in his life, morality and value in his life, he is a sadhu. Anyone. And we can associate with those people. And by association, it is said, you are what company you have. George Bernard Shaw says. You are what company you have. If you associate with drunkards, you become very soon drunkards. So we have to associate with those who want to develop self-control. And then it becomes very easy to develop self-control. And therefore we have opportunity here, like we have been coming regularly here. And some of the students also, they are participating in our weekly programs on Friday. So also we have upcoming camp for you all. From tomorrow evening to day after tomorrow evening, one day camp. There you will get more opportunity to have this associate with devotees and see associate with the good people who want to develop self-control and become self-controlled and guide the society in the proper direction. Become the part of the solution, not the part of the problem. That is very important. Because we have become part of the solution. Not be part of the problem. And you see that most of the people, even after having so much education, they become part of the problem in the society. Then, fifth step, make best use of opportunity for good association. Whatever opportunity you get, try to use it. And associate, learn and practice it, the good things in your life, and that it will help you. Now, in more detail, we can discuss further. Next. The power of determination, that function of intelligence, we can develop by the meditation technique. So that is spiritual quotient. The spiritual quotient we can develop by the following the path of spirituality. So we have to bring in the spirituality in our life. So we have to bring the meditation technique, and the one of the most famous technique what all around the world people are using today is mantra meditation. The chanting, the repetition of some mantras, Vedic mantras. So what are those mantras?
You see the charger is put.
So mantra meditation means repeating, meditating on the same mantra, same sound vibration. And it is so powerful that it can help us to control the mind. Like suppose your mind very repeat, concentrate your mind at one place, one object. It will try to go back at some other place, but then bring it back. Learn to control, learn to concentrate. And then we do that, then gradually, and particularly in the Vedic literatures, as our club is Vedic Education for Divine Inspiration and Culture, so we give the techniques from Vedic literatures. In Vedic literatures, it is said that the mantras are not ordinary syllables of sound. That arrangements, specific arrangement of the syllables, which are so powerful that very soon it will help us to control our mind. And you can show the video also, as a video. Next, go to the mantra meditation first. Next slide. So the spiritual quotient we have to develop the power of determination. Next. So this is the benefits of controlled mind. If we have controlled mind, self-management, self-managed mind, then we have cool mind, peace, clear intelligence, sincere, purified, better concentration and memory. Like, suppose somebody is going on internet and watching porn movies, and then after comes back and he opens his book, what appears on the mind? He can read syllables, but in your mind you see some other pictures. Happens or not? It happens. So you cannot concentrate. That is the concentration, memory. No, mind is disturbed. So unless we don't need learn to control the mind, we cannot become efficient in our studies. We cannot develop peace and happiness in our life. Self-control. So therefore, it is related a lot about basically, these are the benefits of controlment. Then, next, this is the mantra meditation. Chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra. This, there has been a study conducted, the thesis paper has been written on the mantra meditation. But then we can show that.
Power of mantra.
Good. 2 minutes. Click it is. It is open only. Third one, fourth one. Just open it. Put this.
Put there, that side, that end.
Described throughout the Vedic literatures. Additionally, mantras carry hidden spiritual power, which can produce significant benefits when chanted properly. Indeed, the Vedas themselves are sound vibrations in literary form and carry a profound message. Spiritual disciplines recommend meditational practices such as silent meditation, silent recitation of mantras, and also the verbal repetition of specific mantras out loud. A clinical test of the benefits of mantra chanting was performed on 3 groups of 62 subjects, males and females of average age 25. They chanted the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra 25 minutes each day under strict clinical supervision. Results showed that regular chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra reduces stress and depression and helps reduce bad habits and addictions. These results formed a PhD thesis at Florida State University.
So, Mike. So, we have seen that there has been thesis, research work has been done on the mantra meditation. This is not the just some mythological facts what we are telling. There has been research conducted on this mantra meditation, and then there is thesis, PhD thesis has been written on that. That mantra meditation reduces stress and anxiety, depression. Next. So that not only like Krishna's name, but also other religions like Christianity, even Christ glorifies the Lord's holy name by saying, "Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed thy name." So even Christians, even Muslims, Buddhists, and even Sikhs, they all chant the holy name of the Lord. So it's not something fanatic, but it's a very scientific, and we can feel it when we apply it in our life. So the power of determination is developed by chanting the mantra meditation, the spiritual quotient. Next event. Many famous personalities, like Alfred Bruce Ford, he is the great grandson of Henry Ford. He is the owner of the Ford Motors, a great automobile company. So he says that chanting Hare Krishna has made a tremendous impact in my life. So not only Indians, but even foreigners, they have found a great relief by mantra meditation technique. And next, Andy Desai, leading Indian industrialist. So he also says his experience about the mantra meditation. I have never found anything more pleasurable. Next, similarly, Sri Mahaprabhu. Chanting Hare Krishna, like all these are exemplary people who are the ideals in the society, and they have experienced their realization by doing mantra meditation. You can increase your spiritual quotient. So in summary, I would like to just summarize the today's topic. We have discussed the bad influence, bad effect of not having self-control, uncontrolled mind. And then we discussed how to control it. In that we have discussed that first of all we have to understand that we are not this body only, what generally we think, but we are the spirit soul, and there are mind, intelligence and ego. The subtle body is also there. And then we discussed by strengthening the intelligence we can control the mind, we can develop self-control, and if we develop self-control we develop the willpower. And then we discussed how to control that. How to strengthen our intelligence? We discussed 5 steps. Now, what was the first step? To control the mind, to going in the wrong engagements, restraining the mind, not go like something bad, but don't go there. This will spoil your career, spoil your life. The second is, then what will mind do in that, you know, empty time? He said empty mind is devil's workshop. So time is empty, something has to be done. So then engage in positive engagements. That is the topics of God, spirituality. The free time. We are not telling that whole time you just do spirituality. But when your time, free time you have, instead of engaging it in the bad activities, which will degrade your consciousness, use it for the topics of God. And then third step we discuss that read the wisdom literatures, thought-provoking literatures like Bhagavad Gita. And then fourth step was association with the people who want to develop self-control, like devotees. And then fifth, whenever there is opportunity for such association, let us completely grab that opportunity and use that to the maximum extent. Like this, such kind of discourses, when it is organized, we can go there, we can learn, find time sometimes to go there. If you spend some time, you can save a lot of time in your life. So that is important. And then we discuss the mantra meditation, the power of mantra, and how mantra meditation will help you to develop power of determination, the willpower. And it will also help you to relieve stress and anxiety. It can give you the tension free life, will help you. So these are the summary today. And anybody has any question, you can ask for 5 minutes. And further questions, we will take outside, because we have less time. Any one or two questions we can take. Regarding the self-management, self-control, how it is important. Any question? Any doubt on the concept for Yogi Kumar regarding the body and soul concept? Yes. Yeah, it is a very important question. Just like, you know, two dogs are there in them. Thank you. Two dogs are there in them, good dog and bad dog. When you start feeding bad dog, the bad dog becomes weak. And suppose when a person becomes weak, he becomes more angry, isn't it? Frequently he becomes angry. Weak persons, they control their temper is more difficult. So when this dog becomes weak, then it barks more loudly. That is a symptom of mind. But then still you have to refrain, still for some time you control. Don't feed it. After some time it will become so weak that even it wants to bark, it cannot bark. Because it doesn't have strength to bark. So mind is also like that. We will see the drama in Ramayana depicted. But for to restrain for that, maybe 5-6 months or 1 year, it requires willpower. And therefore the spiritual quotient is required. And that will be possible by spiritual mantra meditation technique. It helps. Many people have. We all are examples of that. We all had been facing these problems earlier. But by following this process, we have got the success. It's not impossible. Yes, of course it is difficult, because Krishna says that asam sayam hi mahabahu dur nigraham. It's very difficult to control the mind. Asansayam, without any doubt. But still, it is possible. And by following the process, we can discuss like more detail, because we do not have time. So few steps we have told. Restrain, and whatever free time you have, immediately divert your mind. Because if you just keep on thinking on the same object, then it will go work. Immediately divert. Divert from that thought, some positive thoughts. As Krishna says, that dhyayate visyam punsa, sangat so pujayati, sangat sanjayati kama, kama krodha vijayati. Krodha bhava, krodha bhavati sammoha, sammoha smriti vibhama. Smriti bhansa buddhinasa, buddhinasa pranasati. The whole process of fall down is described in these two slokas in Bhagavad Gita. It starts with contemplation in the mind, And then in subject loss of memory, we forget what is good and what is bad. When anger comes, then we forget what is good and what is bad. And then we blow out for it. And then we find that we are falling down. But then if first step we have to check, contemplation. Whenever such thoughts come, immediately divert it. That's what I told second step is the positive engagement. Engage in the topic of God. Or the somehow don't be empty, because empty mind is devil's work. So something we have to do. If you don't do positive, it will do negative. Learn some music, some good techniques which will help the society. But the things which will not help, don't do that. So divert your mind that time. And that is becomes more easy when associate with the people like that who have done that. They will give you the strength to do that. They will help you. They will tell you yes. They will inspire you. Come on. It's very easy. And then it becomes easy. So the first thing I told you, that divert it, don't remain empty, and positive engagement. Positive engagement. And for few months if you can do that, you see your mind becomes so big that it will not disturb you. Do you know? So for few months you have to do that, that's all. But if you remain alone still, there is danger. So there association is important. People should inspire you regularly. It's okay? And the mantra meditation is very important too, for few months, and also to continue with self-control or to practice mantra meditation. The divine power comes. The divine power helps you to control that. Okay? So you can come to the camp, we'll practically show. Like today we could not do practical demonstration of mantra meditation. But in our camp or in our future programs, we'll be doing that also. Like we'll be holding every Friday programs also. We have our center in Pansil. Few of your friends are joining there. So you all can come there also. Those who want to come, they can put their AES in our feedback form. Feedback form, yes, you can put. And you can also, those who want to register for the camp, this is one day camp, so they can register that also. If you come there, more detail we can discuss the practical application of mantra meditation. Very, very helpful. Okay? Thank you very much. Any of you have further questions, we can discuss. I will be here only. You can come and ask the question. Now we have drama, wonderful drama for you all related to this topic. So we will drama party is ready. Okay.
Okay, so we are presenting a drama. So the topic of the drama is the boatman and the student. So there is not student, actually he's a professor. So boatman is a professor. So professor is actually on the bank of Ganges and he wants to go across. So the point is that it is raining very heavily. So now then everything starts. So we are just setting up the scene. We require one plastic chair here, if someone can kindly arrange. One plastic chair here. Thank you very much. And one more. Okay, this one. Okay, thank you very much. Can everyone hear me if I speak like this without the mic?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, hello. Yeah, I'm speaking. I'm Professor Faith Masriya.
from the Institute of Futurology. Yes, yes, I am speaking. Yeah, I'll be there for the session. I'll be there for the presentation. Why are they so crazy? I did not pay you to fill my belly. Yeah. So I'll be there for the lecture. No problem, sir. I'll be there. Yeah, because it's raining very heavy, so I'll try my best to reach in time. Bilkul, sir. Don't worry. I'll be there. But yes, before starting the lecture, I would like to have a chair. Yes. You know, I am a professional. Please try to understand. Yeah. Okay, sir. See you. Hey, bombay. देखो ये ना वैसे ब्रिज टूट गया है, इस ब्रिज से वैसे वहां जाता हूँ मैं टू गो अक्रॉस दिस गंजेस, पर क्योंकि इस पानी की वजह से, बाढ़ की वजह से मैं जा नहीं पा रहा हूँ,
तो
इधर एनीवे मैं पहुंच सकूं वहां तक
जा सकते हो?
कैसे?
नाव दिखाई नहीं दे रही आपको? इस नाव से चलो हमारे साथ।
यहाँ ये
सब भैया मर्सिडीज होगी आपके घर में, यही हमारी मर्सिडीज है, ये हमारा BMW है। चलना है तो बोलो, नहीं तो राम राम।
ठीक है ठीक है, ये बताओ कितना लगेगा?
पैसे की बात कर रहे हैं बाबू। ₹5 12 आने पूरे। तो देख लो, जा सकते तो जाओ, तुम तो रुका थोड़ी ना।
ठीक है ओके। पर मुझे एक ही तरफ जाना है, नो राउंड ट्रिप, एक ही तरफ का है क्या?
हाँ, 5 में 12 आने तो मैंने एक ही तरफ के बताए हैं।
ठीक है ओके।
एक मिनट, हाँ तो गिर गिर मत जाओगे कहीं? ओ आराम से, देखो
डूबना नहीं चाहिए।
नहीं डूबेगा जी, सरकार हम है ना।
देखो मैं PhD करके डूबना नहीं चाहता।
अरे डरो नहीं सरकार, आप PhD किए हुए तो क्या है, हम भी पोर्टमैनशिप किए हैं। पार ना लेते हैं तो हमारा नाम गंगा राम नहीं। अरे छतरी तो ले लो बाबू।
ठीक है whatever। ठीक है आप जल्दी चलाओ बस, वो जल्दी जल्दी पहुंचना है। पता है कौन हूं मैं? आप बिग PhD प्रोफेसर, मेरा नाम है बिग बैंग गिगेलो।
ये भगवान का नाम है देखो, बी वाजो राजा हो रे बहुत। तेरे आराम से बैठो, पैरों पर ऊपर करके गंगा में आई है हमारी, हमारी बहुत पूज्य ही आई, हम इनके पूजा करेगा तो पैर ऊपर करके। हाँ
गोल्ड पहन रखे मैंने, और मेरे रिबॉक के शूज है।
हे भगवान, हे जूता देखिए, गंगा जी से ज्यादा जरूरी है। हाय पढ़ाई
तुम्हारा नाम क्या है?
हमारा नाम गंगाराम।
गंगाराम कितनी उम्र होगी तुम्हारी?
अभी पिछले हफ्ते में 52 पूरा हो गया है।
52? इवन से 52
जो हम कहिए, हम तो 52 कहते हैं और शुरू से कहते हैं।
बावन साल तो हो गए और तुमने किया क्या? अभी तक नाव चला रहे हो? हमारे यहाँ शहर में देखो लोग कहाँ के कहाँ पहुंच जाते हैं और तुम वही नाव चला रहे हो यार, बेकार।
एक्सक्यूज मी प्रोफेसर, क्या कहने का मतलब है? 52 साल से हम सिर्फ नाव नहीं, हम परफेक्ट नाव चला रहे हैं, नो एक्सीडेंट।
बट स्टिल मतलब अगर तुम थोड़े समझदार होते, थोड़े पैसे इकट्ठा करते, मोटर वोट खरीदते, मोटर वोट से और पैसा बनाते, तुम्हारी आज शायद कोई क्वेश्चन कम नहीं होती। पर आज तुम ये क्या, तुम लकड़ी की नाव जिसमें 1000 तरह के छेद हैं और ये चला रहे हो। यूजलेस मैन।
एक मिनट, तो आपका कहने का मतलब है कि हम जो पैसा कमा रहे हैं वो बेकार?
देखो कुछ भी हो, तुमने इकोनॉमी का इस्तेमाल करना चाहिए था।
Karl Marx
is a very good film star. Just see this stupid illiterate fellow. He does not even know who is Karl Marx. That's the use of it.
knowledge. He know, he has so many, usne kitni sari economic ki theory di thi. Aaj puri duniya economic ke base pe chal rahi, economics, the laws of economics, the theorems of economics. To par tumhe kya pata? Par kyunki tumhe economics ke bare mein nahi pata. I must say, 25% of your life is wasted.
एक मिनट प्रोफेसर, इकॉनमी की बात करते हो। देखो भैया, हम एक ही बात जानते हैं, हम जितना कमाते हो उसमें बहुत खुश हैं, और आप जितना कमाते हो हमसे बहुत ज्यादा है फिर भी आप ना खुश हो। बोलो बात सही की गलत? आप खुश हो अपने पैसा से?
मे बी या।
और आप किस इकॉनमी की बात करते हो? उस इकॉनमी में आज देखो कहां से दुनिया कहां पहुंच गई है, यहां से लोग वहां पहुंच गए हैं, और पहुंचने के लिए जो पेट्रोल चाहिए, पेट्रोल खत्म तो फिर कहां से जाएंगे? चप्पू से ही ना। इकॉनमी। और एक मिनट, बड़ा इकॉनमी इकॉनमी करते हो, एक बात बताओ, आजकल आप खाते किस में हो, कौन सी में?
हम स्टील की प्लेटें हैं और मिट्टी की प्लेटें हैं, कागज की प्लेटें हैं।
एडवांसमेंट भैया, एक जमाना रहा, हमारे बाबू दादा कहा करते थे सोने का प्लेट हुआ करता था, फिर गया चांदी का प्लेट हुआ करता था, चलो वो भी गया, फूल बर्तन क्या है वो हो गया, स्टील का है वो गया, आजकल कागज पे खाते हैं, एडवांसमेंट करते हैं।
लेकिन फिर भी तुमको क्या पता, हम तो चांद पहुंच गए और तुम यहाँ नाव चलाते रह गए।
चांद पहुंच के क्या कर लिए बताओ, मैं बता दो, चांद पे क्या किए?
वहां से पत्थर लेके आए, वहां से रॉक्स लेके आए, मिट्टी लेके आए वहां से।
आप लोग के घर में पत्थरों की कमी है क्या? भाई इतना तेल फूंक के वहां गए। अरे हम कहते हैं 20 लाख आदमी, पूरे के पूरे 20 लाख आदमियों का है भरण पोषण होता, घर बनता। और हम तो बीबीसी में सुने नाइजीरिया में बेचारे जो बचपन से भूखे मर रहे हैं, अब बताइए अन्न पानी मिलता, उन लोगों को रोजी रोटी मिलता, रहने का घर द्वार मिलता, उन लोगों के लिए कुछ करते, यहाँ से वहां जहाज फूक फुर गए, खटा रहा माटी या पत्थर एडवांस में।
But still, it's for awareness, knowledge के लिए। हमारे पास आज knowledge है कि चांद के पत्थर में भी aluminium है और सिलिका है।
और यहाँ जो बिहार सिंहभूम जिला मिलता है उसमें क्या है? उसमें नहीं है, उसमें अमोनियम नहीं है। अब एक्सपेरिमेंट यहाँ पे भी देखिए, मैंने कहा इन लोग का बीपी हो गया है। अरे बाबा, अपना जो धरती मिला है उसको तो ठीक से संभाल ही नहीं सकते हैं, अपना ग्रह संभाल नहीं सकते, ऊग्रह को संभालने चल रहे हैं। अरे आप पहले आतंकवाद को संभालिए, कितना इलाका ऐसा ऐसा पिछड़ा पड़ा हुआ उसको जाइए उसको संभालिए, एक घर तो संभल नहीं करता, वो घर पे चल दिए।
तो ये भी नहीं कि हमने जो पैसा खर्चा है चांद पे जाने के लिए उससे हम 20 लाख लोगों को घर दे सकते थे और खाना दे सकते थे।
आप कोस व्यास जी ना बुझाता है का, आप सोचिए इतना लोग भूखे मर रहे हैं कि नहीं, डेली न्यूज पेपर में दूसरे तीसरे पन्ना पर देखिए, कहीं ना कहीं कोई भूख से मर गया, कहीं सूखा से मर गया। अगर पैसा वहां पर लोन दीजिए, लोन लेंगे फिर लोगों पर बुद्धि होगी, विकसित होंगे, आगे बढ़ेंगे, संतुष्ट रहेंगे। आप जहां से वहां पहुंच गए उनको क्या मिला? माटी।
बट स्टिल यू नो अवेयरनेस के लिए तो अच्छा है, पर तुमको क्या पता, तुमको क्या पता चांद पे जाने का क्या वैल्यू है? हाँ, क्योंकि तुम्हें चांद पे जाने की वैल्यू नहीं पता ना, योर 50% ऑफ लाइफ इज वेस्टेड।
आप जाइए आप चांद पे, कहां से चले जाते हैं चप्पू से चांद पे।
बट स्टिल तुम्हें क्या पता, तुम तो इस गांव में रहते हो, तुम्हें क्या पता बाहर की दुनिया में क्या चल रहा है। हाँ, कितने डेवलपमेंट हम लोग कर चुके हैं, आज हमारे पास स्काई स्क्रैपर बिल्डिंग्स हैं, आज हमारे पास हार्ट इंस्टीट्यूट्स हैं, आज हमारे पास लंग इंस्टीट्यूट्स हैं, कितने सारे हॉस्पिटल्स हैं। हाँ, तुम्हें क्या पता हम कितनी तरक्की कर चुके हैं।
जितनी बड़ी बिल्डिंग उतना बड़ा हेडेक। तो बात बताइए प्रोफेसर बिरलो साहब।
हे हे, देखो माय नेम इज बिग बैंग बिगेलो।
काय जरूरत है बड़ा नाम रखने का, थोड़ा बढ़िया सा नाम रख लेते, राम श्याम घनश्याम बिगेलो। बोल ही नहीं सकता भैया। देखिए, हम तो सीधा बात ही जानते हैं, हम लोग अपने घर गांव में जहाँ जितना पढ़े हैं रामायण गीता जो पाई होती थी सुनते थे, पर ये जीवन को सार्थक करिए आगे बनिए। हमारा बहुआ भी जो है वो भी बिहार गया पढ़ने के लिए, लेकिन वो भी अपना धर्म कर्म कल्चर नहीं छोड़ा है, आपके जैसा नहीं। और हाँ, वो हमको बताता है कल्चर के बारे में, अपना कल्चर कल्चर करते हैं ना, सब मालूम है। आजकल का कल्चर देखिए, सर्दी से आदमी मुंह जाए, सर्दी से आदमी मुंह जाए, कपड़ा का साइज बढ़ेगा नहीं। ये पता है क्या खोपड़ी करते हैं, कपड़े करते हैं, यहाँ पर पहनते हैं, क्या क्या फैशन है, हम तो कहते हैं कि पशु तो फिर मोर एडवांस है।
हमारी
और का आदमी हो, आदमी हो तो आपको की मालूम है कि आप कौन हो, बस हमको टेरो वन थिंग, आप कौन हो आपको मालूम है? मैं ना कर रहा, देखिए अब कहते हैं कि हम PhD है, पता नहीं कौन कौन डी है, आदमी को ही नहीं पता तू कौन है, हु इज ही शुड नो, यू शुड नो हु यू आर।
यस, आई एम अ मैन एंड आई एम अ प्रोफेसर ऑफ इंस्टीट्यूट ऑफ फ्यूचर
लर्निंग। आज प्रोफेसर होकर मुंह जाओगे, भेड़ पत्थर होकर बोलोगे आई एम मैन, आई एम डॉग।